This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The automobile manufacturer Honda is recalling nearly 100,000 vehicles due to airbag complications, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The problem is a defect that could trigger the unintentional deployment of airbags. Honda said the defect is in the front passenger seat's weight sensor. Usually, the weight sensor in the seat won't allow the airbag to deploy if the passenger is too small and does not weigh more than the trigger weight, like the underweight of a child or infant. Airbags deploying on children or babies can be lethal. A capacitor inside the seat's weight sensor's printed circuit board can crack after exposure to humidity and could lead to a short circuit deploying the airbag. Honda's recall notice said, in the event of a crash, the front passenger frontal and knee airbags may deploy, even if the occupant is an infant in a child seat, a child, or a person below a certain size limit, for whom deployment should be suppressed, increasing the risk of injury, Honda said. Models of Honda vehicles with the airbag weight sensor recall include the Honda Civic, Honda Accord, the CR-V, Honda Pilot, Honda Ridgeline, the Acura, the Odyssey, the Honda Fit, the Passport, the Insight, the HR-V, and hybrid vehicles of all of those models. Affected vehicles include model years from 2016 to 2022. Honda will contact registered owners by mail who will be instructed to take their vehicles to an authorized Honda or Acura dealer, where the seat weight sensor will be replaced with a new, non-defective part. In American monetary currency, a 1792 law directed American money to be made of gold, silver, and copper. Gold was used in larger denomination coins, the $10, $5, and $2.50 pieces. The smaller denomination coins, the dollar, half dollar, quarter, dime, and half dime coins, were made of silver. The cent and half cent, yes, the U.S. had a half cent, were made of copper. The mint produced its first circulating coins, all $111.78 worth of them, in March 1793. That first batch consisted of 11,000 copper 1-cent coins. Soon after, the mint began issuing gold and silver coins as well. In U.S. currency, although they are different colors, pennies and dimes are very close in size, and wartime changed their colors. In 1943, copper was needed for war materials, so the U.S. stopped using copper for pennies, instead pressing them from zinc-coated steel. But because the color was silvery, it was easy to mistake a penny for a dime, so pennies were only made that way for 1 year. The U.S. resumed using copper for pennies to avoid confusion and misspending. Saturday night, June 6th, is the Night of Pride celebration in Bozeman at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds. Saturday, June 6th at 7 p.m. is a drag burlesque dance party to celebrate queer joy during Bozeman's 4th annual Pride celebration with a Night of Pride. Doors open at 7 p.m. at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds, and the main evening event starts at 8 p.m. with drag and burlesque performances by queer artists from Bozeman and beyond, followed by a dance party at 9 p.m. with a local DJ. The Night of Pride is an 18 and older event, and IDs will be checked at the door. Bar service will be available for those 21 and older. Tickets are available on Eventbrite, $20 in advance or $25 at the door, plus ticket vendor fees. The Night of Pride also offers a pay-what-you-can option, and supporters can make donations to help cover the costs of tickets to support the sliding pay scale so that all can attend. That's the Bozeman Night of Pride, Saturday, June 6th at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds in Bozeman. Doors open at 7 p.m., drag and burlesque performances begin at 8, and the dance party starts at 9. Tickets online at Eventbrite.com. All are welcome at the Night of Pride celebration. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.